So let's review. The Gemara continues to explain the previous Mishnah. Higiyas man v'loy nisu, oichlis mishalai v'oichlis b'truma. If the preparation period passed and they did not get married, she is entitled to receive mezainis, and if he is a kohen, she is also eligible to eat truma min ha'Torah. Reb Tarfon Omer, noisin lo hakol truma. Reb Tarfon says that he may give her the entire allotment of mezainis from truma, and be made to masa when she is tamei, in which she is prohibited to eat truma, she will exchange it for chulin, even though this will cause her a hefzid, a loss, since truma has a lower market value than chulin. Rabbi Kiva Omer, mechtze chulin u mechtze truma. Rabbi Kiva says he must give her half the mezainis from chulin and half the mezainis from truma, in which she will use the chulin during yemei tumasa. The Gemara mentions a brisa that elaborates. Tarfon only refers to a bas kohen that accepted kedushin from a kohen, because while residing beveis avia, her father, a kohen, will exchange her truma for chulin. However, bas yisrael mureses lekohen, a bas yisrael who accepted kedushin from a kohen, or bas kohen nesu lekohen, a bas kohen already married to a kohen, and she receives mezainis through a shlish, an agent. Devei hakohel mechtze chulin and mechtze truma. Reb Tarfon agrees that he must give her half chulin and half truma. Of course, in the case of Bas Yisrael Kohen, her father, a Yisrael, is not familiar with Truma and may not exchange her Truma for Chulin. And in the case of Bas Kohen, Nesu L'Kohen, because she is not Beveis Avia and she cannot exchange the Truma on her own, because Kol Kavud Bas Melech Penima, a woman's dignity requires her to remain indoors. The Braisa mentions three other opinions. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiru Omer, Nois Nashte Yadois Shal Truma Va'acha Shachulin. He may give her 2/3 truma and 1/3 chulin for her use b'mei tumasa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, noisin lo hakol truma, v'hi moicheres v'lekeches b'damim chulin. Rabbi Yehuda says that he may give her the entire mezainis from truma, but in greater quantity, so that b'mei tumasa she can exchange it for chulin without a loss. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, kol mokim shehuzkur truma noisin lo keflayim b'chulin. He may give her the entire mezainis from truma, but in twice the quantity of chulin, which be made to masa, she can exchange for chulin without a loss or tircha, additional burden. The Mishnah continues, Hayavam ina meichel b'truma. When she accepted kedushin from a kohen and he died, she is not eligible for truma through his brother, the yavam, while she is a shemeres yavam, anticipating yibum, because an arusa is eligible for truma based on the pasuk's, based on the words kinyan kasplay. And the pasuk v'koyin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasba hu yoichel boy. His acquisition may eat truma. V'hai kinyan de achavu. A shmeres yavim is the deceased brother's acquisition. The Mishnah continues that this is true when asasa shish chadashim efnei abal v'shish chadashim efnei yavim. The preparation period included 6 months with her husband and 6 months with the yavim. V'afil kulam efnei abal chosu yom echad efnei yavim. And even when it was entirely with her husband, aside for 1 day with the Yavim, or Oikulum b'fnei ha'Yavim chasur yem echad b'fnei ha'Baal, it was entirely with the Yavim aside for 1 day with her husband, eino echelis b'truma, in all these cases she does not eat truma. Rashi in the Mishnah points out that even if the entire 12 months were with the Baal, and she began to eat truma based on the Baal, she must stop once he dies because she cannot eat because of the Baal, because he's no longer alive, and she cannot eat because of the Yavam, because Hayavam ina meichel b'truma. The Mishnah does not mention this case because she did eat truma sometime between the end of the 12 months and his death. The Mishnah only mentions the cases where she does not eat truma at all until she marries the Yavam. The Mishnah continues, Zu Mishnah Rishayna. The initial Mishnah ruled that she may eat truma when Higiyas Mana. However, based on Shalach HaReim Amru, Ein HaIsha Echeles b'truma Asher Tikanes L'chopa. The subsequent Besdin ruled that she may not eat truma until she performs chuppah. The Gemara explains the machlokes. According to Ula, the Mishnah Rishayna holds that Arusa was prohibited to eat truma midrabanan because of Shema Yimzigu Lo Kais Beveis Aviyah V'Tishkel Acheu L'Chaisa, which does not apply when Higiyas Mana because Duchta Miyachad La. However, the Mishnah Acharin prohibits truma even when Higiyas Mana because Arusa was prohibited Mishum Sinfai, which does apply when the Higiyas Mana, because Bedikas Chutz Leishma Bedika. He is not content with an external exam by his relatives before Nisuin. According to Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, The Mishnah Rishon also holds that Arusa was prohibited Mishum Simfon, which does not apply when the Gi is Mana, because the Mishnah Rishon holds Bedika Schutz Shma Bedika. However, the Mishnah Achrayna holds that Arusa is prohibited even when the Gi is Mana, because it holds Bedika Schutz Lo Shma Bedika. Zakt the Mishnah, Hamakdish Maisi de Ishtoi, Harezu Oisa Voichelas. If a husband contributes the principal portion of his wife's anticipated labors to Hekdesh, it does not become Hekdesh. Therefore, she is permitted to benefit from her labors. Although Tiknu Loi Maisi Adeh Tachs Mezoinais, he is entitled to Maisi Adeh in exchange for giving her support. However, he cannot be Makdesh them for one of two reasons. Eina Bershusa Lakdishan. He does not have the authority to be Makdesh because she initially owns Maisi Adeh. Because Kita Kani Rabbana Mezoini Iker, Umaisi Deo Mishum Eva. Providing her with Mezoinis was the primary reasons for initiating the Takana. And her Maisi Deo was only to reciprocate for this support to avoid ill feelings. Therefore, Yechayli Isha Loim Labala Eina Nezenis Ve'ina Oisa. A woman can tell her husband, I will not accept support, and in return, I will not give you Maisi Yodai. Since it is her choice, it initially belongs to her. Eina Bishus Lakdisha. He does not have the authority to be makdish them because the Mishnah refers to a case in which Einan Azanis. He cannot support her, in which she keeps Maisi Deo to obtain Mezainis. However, in the case of Nizainis, where he can support her, he initially owns Maisi Deo because Kita Kinra Bana Maisi Deo Iker Umezain Mishum Eva. Providing him with Maisi Deo was the primary reason for initiating the Takana, and her Mezainis was only to reciprocate for Maisi Deo. Therefore, Isha Eina Yechay Loim Labala Eina Nezenes Vein Oisa. A woman cannot tell her husband, I will not accept support, and in return, I will not give you Maisi Yodai. On the contrary, only the husband can say, Tzi'i Maisi Yodecha B'mezenesecha, keep your Maisi Yodaim to support yourself. Since it is his choice, it initially belongs to him. Therefore, in the case of Nezenes, he can be Makdish Maisi Yodah. The remainder of the Mishnah will be discussed in the next review.